And big news, and we didn't really, I don't think we talked about it at all. The big news, and it's television. It's all that's been on television. So the Ben Shapiro, like I said, it's pretty amazing at watching the people that despise. It's pretty amazing watching the people that despise Trump. It is. It's pretty amazing watching the people that despise Trump, because they create stories. They create stories that or situations where stories can fall from. So something that happened a few, oh man, I'm trying to think when it was. Excuse me. I'm trying to think when it was. A month ago, I think. Trying to kick it up on the old old computer here. We didn't really talk about it because story wasn't completely flushed out, and the things involved in this story kept changing. Things kept changing, and so you never knew what was planted. So on March 8th, you had a situation that happened with Shelfield and Corey Lewandowski. And I know I'm saying Corey's name wrong. But basically, after one of the Trump events, Michelle Fields, and she's a reporter, what she is. She's part of that media, journalist, reporter, pundit, woman studies, it's part of that group that writes an article for a blog, and now they're reporters. Now they have press credentials. Now they go and act like they're Woodward and Bernstein. So at an event, she was trying to ask Trump a question. And you know how these events go. There's protocol. There's protocol. Lines. There's all sorts of rules and regulations at these events. I mean, just recently you saw a Times photographer who stepped out of the rope line at a Trump event, and the Secret Service chokeslammed him. I'm serious. He chokeslammed this reporter. Chokeslammed him. Boom! Threw him to the ground. So this Michelle Fields was outside of the rope line or however the reporters are supposed to line up. And apparently she was asking Trump a question, and someone grabbed her arm and pulled her away from Trump, pulled her out of the Trump train that was moving forward. And so she took to Twitter and told everybody how Corey Lewandowski manhandled her. And a Washington Times reporter was there. And this Washington Times reporter, Ben Terris, another Trump hater, said, "Oh my God, that was Corey. That was horrible. That was, you know, they talked on a camera, or they had a tape recorder, and they talked about how she was almost thrown to the ground. I mean, it was a big deal a few weeks ago. It's a big deal." And the Trump people said, it never happened. Corey Lewandowski said it didn't happen. Michelle Fields is delusional. And there was no video. You couldn't tell, you know, what happened. And then some images started to release, and you didn't see Michelle Fields get thrown to the ground. You didn't see her get thrown to the ground. You saw somebody reach in towards her. She never hit the ground. And initially, her and this Ben Fields guy said that she was practically thrown to the ground. So this was the drama on this March 8th. So then Michelle Fields went and filed a criminal report at the police station. I mean, it was like a whole thing. But really, it was a talking point for Ben Shapiro, Michelle Fields, This Washington Post writer. It was basically something so they could use and say, look at this, you know, violence. Look at the horrible things. This is Trump festers it. He defended Corey. So all of this transpired. She filed a criminal report. And so today, Corey Lewandowski was charged with misdemeanor battery against Michelle Fields. And this has been on CNN since 10 a.m. It is noon right now, and rather it was Wolf Blitzer, or it's I don't know who this woman is, what show this is, but they've been talking about it. They've been showing the video, because a video was released. It was surveillance from Trump's golf course. His surveillance video. Watch the surveillance video. It shows, you know, it's funny because it shows Michelle Fields rolling up on Trump. Trump's trying to get out. It shows what appears to be Corey Lewandowski grab her by her arm. She doesn't get thrown to the floor. She gets pulled back, but then goes back forward to try to talk to Trump. So you see her get pulled back, and then she continues to try to go and get the question answered. She's not thrown to the ground. She was in the mix of Secret Service and bodyguards, and it appears that Corey grabs her and pulls her back and tells the Ben Fields guy to stay back. I mean, again, you know, remember, the first statement from Michelle Fields in this this Washington Post reporter, Ben Tiris, was that she was thrown to the floor. She was, that was the original original statement, was that she was practically thrown to the floor. So when you watch the video, there is no throwing to the floor. You do see Michelle Fields amongst 5 Secret Service bodyguards, I guess you could say. Trump is walking out. He's surrounded by these 5 individuals, and Michelle Fields pops in. Just randomly pops in. And she grabs Trump's arm to stop him to ask a question, which is kind of weird. I've never seen that before. But she, boom, right there. She puts her hand on Trump. She's asking him a question. Secret Service are looking behind, like, who is this individual? And it appears Corey Lewandowski. I think that's Corey. I think it's Corey. Reaches in. See, you can't tell. You can't tell who it is that is reading his arm in. I guess that's Corey. I don't know who that Corey is. So she gets pulled back. Individual. She didn't get thrown to the ground. She gets pulled back. The individual that is with her, this Ben Tiris, he's got a plaid shirt on, beard and glasses, standing next to her. I guess this is where he is saying, oh my God, he just threw you to the ground. That was Corey. Oh my God. And then she continues to walk, trying to get a question answered. It looks like Corey is talking to Ben now, or who is supposed to be Corey. Again, it's on this tape I'm watching. And Corey is saying something to Ben. And then they walk away. End of tape. That's this reporter being roughed up. This is what we were told. Roughed up. She's roughed up. this reporter was roughed up at a Trump event. She was roughed up. I don't see the roughed. I don't see the. I don't know. I don't see the roughed up aspect to this situation. I don't see it. I see somebody interjecting themselves in the middle of four or five Secret Service agents. I see someone trying to stop Trump. That's what it looks like to me. Someone trying to stop Trump, putting their hand on Trump, trying to stop him, trying to get a question. And then I see somebody reach in and pull that person aside, like pulling them out of the way. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm officially seeing. I can actually now comment on it because there is video. And this is what has been on CNN all day. They've gotten John Kasich to respond. They've gotten Ted Cruz to respond. John Kasich said, if I was in this circumstance, I would take some sort of action, either suspension or firing. I have to think about any time where I've seen anything that I've made an exception to that. There is an exception to every rule, but that's the action that I would have taken. So that was a very diplomatic, I guess, answer. Seriously, that was a very diplomatic answer. Given the circumstances, he would fire or suspend Lewinowski if he was his employee. If I was in that circumstance, I would take some sort of action, either suspension or firing. I just have to think about any time where I've seen anything that I've made an exception to that. There is an exception to every rule, but that's an action that I would have taken. So that was kind of diplomatic, right? Now, let's analyze what Cruz said. What do you think Cruz is going to be diplomatic? What do you think, Cruz? What do you think Cruz is going to say? This is a consequence of the abusive culture of the Trump campaign. It's a very sad development. This is the consequences of the culture of the Trump campaign, the abusive culture. When you have a campaign that is built on personal insults, on attacks, and now physical violence, that has no place in political campaigns, and it has no place in our democracy. Wow. 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 Oh, man. Physical violence. I don't know about physical violence. I don't know about that. I don't know about physical violence. I just seen a reporter get grabbed and pulled out of the way. That's what I saw. I don't know about physical violence. I don't know. Ted Cruz, man, he's something. He's something. Physical violence. Well, I don't know if this is gonna go anywhere, because by the look of this video, it was a reporter. Regardless if the reporter was a man, regardless if the reporter was a woman. It was a reporter. It was a stranger. It was somebody. It was somebody that was in between Secret Service. It was somebody that rolled up on Donald Trump. It was somebody that touch Donald Trump. It was somebody that was out of bounds as far as the press and or people. And this reporter was grabbed by the arm and pulled out of the, I guess, way, pulled out of the way of Trump, pulled out of the way of blocking Trump's walk. I don't know any other explanation. I don't know physical violence. I don't know about physical violence. Looks like somebody that was pulled out of the way of a presidential candidate. Looked like somebody that was pulled out of the way of a presidential candidate that gets death threats. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to say. When I heard this person was thrown to the ground, I was like, wow. But when I'm looking at a reporter, I guess you could call this woman that. When you see her get pulled out of the way of Donald Trump, and then you watch a Times photographer get choke slammed by the Secret Service, how do you, you know, physical violence? I don't know if Michelle Fields was had physical violence toward her. I don't know. It was somebody that was moved out of the way. Pretty clear to me, but we'll see how this pans out. Right now, state-run media is going crazy with it. This is just another way they could go after Trump. Michelle Fields, she succeeded in becoming the story. Ben Shapiro succeeded in creating this narrative, and he'll be tweeting all day about it. Be tweeting up a storm. Congratulations, you guys. You did.